97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Together, we must also elect strong Democratic majorities in the House and in the Senate so that we can deliver on an ambitious agenda for the people.
Yeah, be afraid. Be very afraid. That was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last night, one of the speakers on day one at the DNC. And boy, lots of talk about diversity and equity and inclusion in Chicago this week. Kim, have you noticed that?
Always.
Seems to be at the top of the agenda. The identity politics is what they do on the left in this country, and it is on full display up in Chicago this weekend, which is interesting because just across the river here, something was reported yesterday about the University of Illinois and DEI and the fact that they're kind of being investigated right now for that very problem, right? Civil rights complaints. And we've got Professor William Jacobson on the phone with us this morning. And Professor, how are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Give me an idea. You kind of helped break this story. Is that correct?
Right. Well, I found and run something called the Equal Protection Project, which is equalprotect.org. And we bring claims where we find unlawful discrimination, typically done in the name of DEI. So there's a lot of, we brought over 30 claims so far, legal claims. And we looked at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and found 42 scholarships that discriminate either on the basis of race and color or national origin or sex or both. So we filed a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education challenging those 42 scholarships that the university has that discriminate.
Yeah. Have they, I'm assuming it's too early for them to have ruled on any of these, but did they confirm any of it?
Well, it doesn't move that fast, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So the first step would be they would take a look at our complaint and they would reach a determination whether they're going to open a formal investigation. I don't see why they wouldn't here. I mean, it's pretty clear in our complaint. We detail each of them. We don't just say, hey, there are 42 scholarships. We list each one. We list why it's discriminatory. We list who it discriminates in favor of or against. And we provide the links to it. So it's all there. But it could be a week or two or three, or it could be a month or two or three before we find out if a formal investigation will happen. In most of the cases that we file, because it's usually so crystal clear, once we file the complaint, the universities change their ways and they change the eligibility. Whether that'll happen here, I don't know.
Not only are we seeing this kind of discrimination with universities and students being denied these scholarships, but I mean, this is happening at companies where people aren't being hired. I just saw, in fact, yesterday, a headline about how Harley Davidson had been getting some pushback about its DEI policies and decided to scrap it. So, I mean, and you just have to wonder how often this is happening and how many lawsuits are coming.
It's pervasive. It's almost everywhere. There are high-profile instances where you get pushback, like you just mentioned. But for the most part, it's everywhere. And everybody knows it. Nobody wants to talk about it. That what started on the campuses has migrated off the campuses to private sector. And it's a real problem. And it's something we can't keep up with. I mean, you know, we're a small entity. We've brought 30 of these, and we could probably have brought 300 of them if we had the manpower to do that. So, it's a huge problem. But here's one where you have a public university doing it, and they're not doing it even secretly. It's right on their website. Everything we cited in our complaint is right on their website. And we think it's pretty crazy. And the thing about it is first of all, we've never seen 42 at one university. Usually we have one or two or three at a university. Here's 42, which tells me somebody in their vast bureaucracy there who claims to be for non-discrimination is either agreeing with this or just ignoring it.
Right, right. And we're not even talking about admissions policy. I mean, the Supreme Court's ruled on that and said you can't do this in terms of admissions policies. But they're doing this for students that have already been accepted, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, most of these, I believe, for existing students. There might be some in the 42, I'd have to check, which are for new students. But this is not a university admissions issue. This is a scholarship issue, that they are providing scholarship opportunities to people, and then they discriminate on the basis of race or sex. And the interesting thing about this school, and again, we've never seen this, they discriminate against just about everybody, okay? There are scholarships that discriminate against blacks. There are just scholarships that discriminate against whites, against women, against men. I mean, somebody is asleep at the wheel at the university, that this is so pervasive, and that's what's so unique about it. And we really do hope that the university senior administration will take a look at this and say, hey, you know, this can't happen. This is actually not just contrary to federal law. It's contrary to our own rules. And one of the things we see here, and we see in almost every case, is the universities have rules that prohibit this, yet they don't follow their own rules. So we're not asking the university to do anything other than follow their own rules, which says you can't discriminate.
Well, that's good. Professor William Jacobson founded this project, the Equal Protection Project. You can find out more at equalprotect.org. Have you discovered any of this just out of interest in the state of Missouri? Any universities in the state of Missouri?
We did. One of the first cases we filed almost a year and a half ago was against Missouri State. Because they had a business boot camp that was open to everybody except for white males. And when we filed that complaint, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not joking, the university president said something along the lines of, oh, we didn't know that was not okay. So they did change that program. But that, it was in Missouri, too, although I think you guys now have a more active at the political state level, anti-DEI program than some of the bluer states.
Very true. Well, I tell you what, Professor Jenkinson, thanks for your time this morning, and thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Great. Take care.
Yeah, take care of yourself. I saw that story. I'm like, wow. I mean, talk about in your face. Why would they ever think that's okay? If it's public money, if it's a private scholarship, I guess you can do what you want. But if it's not, it's public taxpayer funds or tuition funds.
Yeah. But still, I mean, I know you're talking about public universities and obviously taxpayer dollars, but I think about even these private companies, and yes, they can decide who they want to hire, but at some point it would be discrimination. I mean, you even have those clauses that talk about how they can't discriminate based on race, religion, sex, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Where's the line on that?
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Todd Pyro. I believe Todd is still stuck in the studio in New York. I don't think he got to go to Chicago.
You think he got to nap? Remember last time we talked to him, he said usually when we talk to him, he's just waking up from his office nap.
He's stretched out on the casting couch there in his office in New York. We'll find out where he is when we come back here in just a couple of minutes. Bottom of the hour, Mark Walters. So just so you know, one of the knights of the DNC is committed to gun control. They're gonna commit a whole series of speeches to how they're going to come and register and probably confiscate your weapons. We'll get to Mark Walters at the bottom of the hour. It's coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.